Hi, I'm Paul Lisnick, and welcome to Behind the Curtain. Well, amazing music. Welcome, everybody, to Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain, our podcast. And yes, I'm the same guy from WGN-TV talking politics, but here we get to talk about theater. That music was from a recent production. It's closed now. You've missed it. But a recent amazing production of Ragtime, better than, I mean, I've seen it on Broadway. I've seen that thing in so many different places and in different times. It's just absolutely amazing. Work by Terrence McNally, Stephen Flaherty, Lynn Ahrens. In fact, I've even seen the show with Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens in the audience. This was one of the great presentations by Music Theater Works. And joining me to talk about what is coming up in a new season, which you will want to subscribe for, is Kyle Dugan, the producing artistic director, and Aaron Ozy, the director of marketing and publicity over at the Music Theater Works. Gentlemen, thank you for your time and welcome. And Kyle, I got to start by saying, when I came across Ragtime, and that's what caught my eye was Ragtime, because I love that show, I thought, why am I not familiar with Music Theater Works? I thought I knew every theater group of the city and around. What is going on? And then I realized it's because you were known by a different name in the past, and things changed. Tell our listeners what that change was.
Yeah, so Music Theater Works was formerly known as Light Opera Works, and we used to perform down at Kahn Auditorium in Evanston, and that's a Northwestern University theater building. And about, I want to say 5-6 years ago, we changed our name to Music Theater Works just to, because we were starting to do more musical theater. We're originally, we were mostly operetta. And we've made the full leap now to a new venue at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, where we're doing all of our musicals in the same space and really expanding our programming there. So it's a kind of exciting time, and not only with the name change, but also with the move to the North Shore Center.
Yeah, which is a beautiful theater, beautiful space. It's where I saw Ragtime. So, Aaron, since you are, you know, handling publicity, marketing, that kind of thing, that must have presented, maybe not now, but it presented a challenge, because you needed to get people who were in love with Light Opera Works to now go, hey, we are Music Theater Works, and you had to kind of get people comfortable with that change. How did you, from a marketing perspective, do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul, and thank you again for having us on today. You know, that really did present a number of different challenges, because, you know, we were formerly known, as Kyle said, as Light Opera Works, and then made that shift into becoming Music Theater Works. And, you know, I thought that was a great transition for our company, because it opened up a number of different opportunities, not only from the operational front and, you know, scheduling our programming season over season, but, you know, it opened many doors to promoting the company in a whole different light. And that really involved, you know, really diversifying our audience, because generally speaking, you know, the, you know, theater goers, you know, skew older, you know, so, and we were trying to balance the scales a little bit more and introduce more of a younger, fresh breath of air into the mix, so.
And the thing is, of course, you're so well known for these fantastic musicals you do. We'll talk about the new season and some of the great shows coming up. But actually being in your new space now, you actually can you can present more than just these musicals, right? So talk about the panoply of things that people will be able to see who subscribe, and also the fact that as you make this leap into your growth, you need the people in the area and also the city to realize all the new stuff that's going on up there.
Yeah. So originally, the way Music Theater Works was scheduled before is we were based on the availability of the theater at Northwestern. So now, moving to North Shore Center, instead of just being in the summer times and over the holidays where the students were gone, we now have access to their spaces, both spaces, the North Theater, which is a more intimate space of about 350 seats, and then the Center Theater, which is about a little under 1,000 seats. So we're really able to curate a season that is based on not just audience expectation, but on some artistic reimaginings of productions, too. So in the North Theater, which is that's more intimate space, we'll be doing more reimagined, innovative, and intimate productions. So starting off the season in 2022, we'll be doing a production of La Cage aux Folles, which is Jerry Herman's fabulous musical with very memorable songs like We Are What We Are, or I Am What I Am, and things like Song in the Sand, The Best of Times Is Now. And we'll be really looking at converting that North Theater, the more intimate space, into the club that the show takes place in. So when you enter the theater, we'll have there's a lot of drag queens in the show, so we'll have drag queens in the lobby playing the accordion. We have a human sized bird cage. You know, of course, the famous movie with Nathan Lane is based in part from La Cage aux Folles. We'll have an onstage bar doing signature cocktails. So when you go to the theater, you'll be able to not just experience the show, but also have a full-on experience. Along with that, an exciting thing is we'll be having the leading character of Zaza will be played by Ginger Minj, which is from RuPaul's Drag Race fame. And then costumes are being done by Justin LeBlanc from Project Runway Season 12. So a really cool... I think that is what the type of thing we'll be programming in that more intimate space. So kind of innovative, reimagined experiences that you get to have in that North Theater. And then that's followed, of course, by another piece in the North Theater, and that's Disney's The Little Mermaid. And we're calling it the submersive Little Mermaid, jokingly, because it's going to be as if you are going underwater. So that's going to be directed by Stacey Flaster, who just directed Ragtime for us, co-directed by her and Josh Castile, who was recently in Spring Awakening with the Deaf West production on Broadway. So a really cool artist, deaf artist, collaborating with that with Stacey Flaster, who just did that amazing production of Ragtime for us. So that's the first two shows of our 2022 season in that more intimate space, which is new for Music Theater Works because we're used to pretty much doing large-scale musicals, even though we have not cut corners. Huge cast still, great orchestras. It's just going to be the experience will be a little bit different than what you experience in the Center Theater.
And later on in the season, you'll come back and talk about those, but Zorro the Musical, that's in August, followed by Camelot and White Christmas when we get around to next December. But I do also want to ask you, you know, right now when you mentioned where Light Opera Works was, it brought back memories because, and this is actually an interesting tie. So the theater at Northwestern that you presented your shows at was the place that I did my very first Broadway in Chicago backstage show. We went from there and now we're in the Broadway Playhouse every time, but that was the first and only show we did there. And I'm going to let you guess what my very first Broadway in Chicago show was, because it might be familiar with something you're doing now.
Was it really Billy Elliot?
It was Billy Elliot. It was the national touring cast of Billy. Yes. Billy Elliot was my first show in that space with backstage with that touring cast. And it was absolutely wonderful and great. And so that leads me to ask you about Billy Elliot.
Yeah, Billy Elliot is right around the corner now. It opens December 23rd and plays through January 2nd. So it's a fairly short run. Extensive musical with a ton of dance, which we're realizing we're in rehearsal right now. The dance is amazing. Of course, it's got great music by Elton John. And a story that of course is about family. It's about the struggles of coming together again as a family. And, after kind of a year of being on strike from the miners union, of course, in England in the mid 80s. But it has a lot of parallels of, you know, theater goers and artists coming back to the theater after, you know, a long time away. So, it's a beautiful story. It's very touching. The dance is amazing. People are, I know, will be on their feet at the end of the show, and how much joy it brings, and also how kind of moving and touching it is about the importance of family. So I think that even though there is some strong language, we have 17 kids in the show, all singing, dancing, beautiful dancers. And it's just a great story, a historical story based in the 80s in England and the miner strikes. And I just think, with Elton John, great dance, you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. And when I did my Billy Elliot show, Elton John was a guest. So it was absolutely incredible to be able to talk to him about the music. Yeah. And it's funny. I asked him whether he sort of wrote for his own voice or whether he was writing for the characters that he was playing. And he actually said he was just writing for himself. Songs that he could sing. Aaron, let me ask you, there's so many theater options. And to me, as I said, such a treat when I came up to Music Theater Works. Do you, as somebody who has to kind of pitch this product, if you will, in the community, one of the things businesses do is they have to differentiate themselves. But this is such a theater town. Do you choose, when you go out there with the next production, do you choose to differentiate Music Theater Works, or do you say, hey, we are another incredibly great theater company here in the Chicagoland area?
Yeah, that's another really great question, Paul. To really answer that appropriately, from all the way back, dating back to Light Opera Works and leading into the rebranding into Music Theater Works, we've always considered ourselves to, be a local, community-focused theater company. We are very community-focused. There are a number of programs that are in place at our company, youth reach and community reach, that really tie into the main programming that we have during the season and allow us to collaborate with other local organizations in order to, really expound on various elements of the different shows. But at the same time, though, headed into the 2022 season, most of the rebranding and reorganization of our company was done on the aesthetic side because, from how we've marketed in past years, in previous seasons, we've always really considered, that community element in the way that we're presenting ourselves visually and in terms of messaging. But now, as we have started to gain more credibility in the media, and among our, extensive audience, we are now taking that big leap into becoming one of those bigger musical theater companies in the Chicagoland area. So it's very exciting for us to actually make that shift. But however, we don't want to, just focus on, hey, we're going to become, this next big, great musical theater company. I mean, that's, going to happen naturally. But at the same time, we want to maintain that community focus because that is very important. And it's what our, subscribers expect from us. And it really differentiates ourselves on a number of fronts from other theater companies that are out there. So
as we wrap, I'm going to give each of you one sentence to say this, and I'll start, Aaron, with you, and we'll go to Kyle. Aaron, if you want people to know one thing about Music Theater Works, what is it?
One thing that I would want people to know about Music Theater Works is that we have great music, great theater, the works, and we are about to change the game in musical theater in the Chicagoland area.
Good to know. Kyle, you're the guy that I think is picking these shows and whatever. So what one thing do you want people to know as we think ahead even to future seasons at Music Theater Works?
Yeah, Music Theater Works is evolving and changing to match our audience's expectations and being a leader in the Chicagoland area and throughout the country to change how classic musicals and the full spectrum of musical is being presented to new and current audiences.
Couldn't have said it better. The website is musictheaterworks.com, theater spelled T-E-R. There's a whole battle on that, by the way. Musictheaterworks.com, all those T-R-E people out there, or 847-673-6300. I'll post that in the description of our discussion as well. And you guys are located, of course, Performing Arts Center at 9501 Skokie Boulevard in Skokie. I grew up just a couple of blocks from there, so it's easy enough. Actually, you're in the site of where the old Kiddyland used to be, just so you know. There was a Kiddyland. Little tilt-a-whirls were probably right where the stage is. Who knows? It could be. So, Kyle Dugan and Aaron Ozzie, thank you for your time. I want to go out with you playing a little bit more of the song. And this is not the Broadway cast. This is the Music Theater Works cast of Ragtime. Thank you, John. What a voice. That voice belongs on Broadway. Unfortunately for all of us, that voice is on Broadway. It is the voice of Nick Rulo, my good friend, ever since he was in Chicago, starring in the Book of Mormon as Elder Price, which, by the way, he starred with Ben Platt. There's a name that went on to do one or two things after that. And what you just heard was Nick in concert singing a fabulous song. I don't know what that concert was, Nick, but there it was. It was called Go the Distance. And of course, Nick also came through town not all that long ago with the touring cast of Hello Dolly, where he co-starred in that. Nick Rulo, good to talk to you. Thanks for being with me.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much for having me. Super happy to be here.
Yeah, I remember last time we were in WGN Studios talking about Book of Mormon. I picked a clip that I thought didn't have bad language with it. I was wrong. You and I gave a panicked look to each other, but we had a smart producer who said, I hit the dump button. Remember that moment?
I do, very vividly.
I'll never forget your face, by just an oh no. Anyway, but you're not here because, yes, you are actually currently, but temporarily, you're back on Broadway in Book of Mormon, starring in that again. So how lucky is New York City? But you're here for something else, because in this period of time when nobody had any work to do, you did go the distance. You did know how to make lemonade out of lemons, and you've created something called the Broadway Song Shop. And I hope everybody's listening to this, because this isn't just about Nick. This is about everybody listening right now. Nick, what does Broadway Song Shop do?
Yeah, this is a site that I created with my co-creator, Greg Kinney. We were old college friends from New York University, and he came to me with this idea of a Cameo-type app that would specialize just for Broadway stars, where you would get your very own song with lyrics written just for you to tell your story, sung by your favorite Broadway star. And thus was born the Broadway Song Shop.
And so what this means is that if somebody has a birthday, a Christmas present, whatever, this is a way of coming to it's your group, your company now, and basically saying, I want you to write a Broadway song for this special person to me. And I guess in some ways it's the Broadway version of kind of Cameo. I think people are familiar with Cameo. So it's sort of an expanded version and a Broadway version of that. Is that a fair enough thing to say?
That's a totally fair statement. You know, what we offer is we offer four different templates on our site of four different songs where the melody and the instrumentals all stay the same. They can be sung by any of our artists, but we write the lyrics just for you. So based on information you give us, whether the gift is for yourself and you want to celebrate a milestone in your own life, or you want to buy a gift for your daughter or your husband or your wife, you tell us what you want the song to be about. Tell us a little bit of information about those people, and we then write lyrics based on the story you give us, and then we give it to our Broadway star, and they record it, make a little video, give you a little shout out, sing the song, we produce it, add all these effects, and send it off your way, and it's just the perfect gift.
And of course, you know, you're the voice I would always want to have do my songs, but you're not alone in this. So you do have, last time I looked, three other friends. So, and these are Broadway folks too. So let folks know who the other people that they might request, because I think we can request who we get, right?
Yeah, so, you know, right now we have, you know, Jay Armstrong Johnson, who's been in Phantom of the Opera. He was in ABC's Quantico. We have Desi Oakley, who's famous for Waitress and Wicked. We have Lauren Marcus. We have Brian Terrell Clark from Hamilton, Jackie Burns from Wicked. And we're always looking and working on getting more people to join our site. So you kind of keep checking back, because it's always changing and updating, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like you just added a couple more. And of course, if anybody does request If I Were a Rich Man, you'll call me to do that number for them, right?
You know, Paul, I would call nobody else.
Well, you do know some things about me, my love for that song being one of them. And Nick, you sent me a little surprise and treat, because which was so nice, because not only do I love it, but this lets people know what you do. And since my listeners know a little bit about me and my craziness over my dogs and Broadway and all that, you knew all of that. You put it to music. And so here is what you folks out there can do for a loved one in your life. This is what Nick did for his loved one, me, in his life.
A day to celebrate, 'cause I'm on Behind the Curtain, hosted by my friend Mr. Paul Lisnak. We'll have fun, yes, that's for certain. We'll probably chat about his dogs and maybe Cheetah Rivera, and he'll sing some If I Were a Rich Man, 'cause you know he'd make a great Tevye. Three cheers for Mr. Lisnak, let's celebrate him today. I can't wait to talk about theater with Chicago's Queen of Broadway. So grab a seat and hunker down. The interview's about to begin. So welcome one and all to the podcast Behind the Curtain.
It's like a new theme song, Nick. Thank you so much. That is just so fabulous. And that's what people can do. You had it all in there. That's what people can do. So listen, while we have time, I want to ask you. So people may call and say, oh my God, I love that. But do I get to listen to it? You know, let's be honest. Somebody goes, I want to change something. I want to add something in. So talk about, like, do we get to edit it? Once we submit it, that's it. What happens?
You know, that's a very tricky question, because, you know, obviously our Broadway stars' time is very valuable, and we want to try to make it as efficient for them and also as efficient for you. So we kind of say, you know, if more ideas come to you as you've submitted and bought your song, please email us. We list our email on the order form and on the website, and you can always reach out and give us more information. If we feel like we don't have enough, we'll always follow up and ask for more. But you know, 99.99% of our customers have been so happy, and the small instance where they wanted something changed, we were able to make it work, which, you know, at the end of the day, we want the customers to be happy. So they have been, which has been amazing. And we've got some really, really incredible feedback from people about these songs. So, you know, trust us. We know what we're doing, and we know how to get you the perfect gift. So you're in good hands.
Yeah. Well, I'm giving you great feedback on what you just did, even with me. So that was amazing. Listen, and now other people listening, they want to know about cost. How much is this? What does it do? Does it depend how long the song is? You know, how does that get structured?
Yeah, so we want it to be worth our Broadway stars' time in addition to the people buying the gift. So we let the Broadway stars set their rate. So they set the rate of what they get. They get 100% of the rate they set for every song they choose. And then we add our fees on top of that just help us come out even production cost and keeping the site up and running. So our songs can range anywhere from $175 to $200, and that's for the custom video from your Broadway star. And then we have a couple add-ons you can get too. So we can get personalized sheet music of the song that we write for you. That has all the lyrics and everything written out. So if you feel like playing it at home on your own piano, you can do that as well. So that's a little add-on we offer on top of that as well.
It's so cool. And people, I mean, to me, that sounds very cheap, because as you said, this is not, with all due respect to the many singers in the world, but you know, when somebody ends up on the Broadway stage, you've made it. And so to have somebody who truly is a Broadway person taking the time to sing a little bit about your loved one's life or your kid's life or whatever it is, that's a pretty amazing thing. It's a great idea. By the way, I'll say this again, but the website is thebroadwaysongshop.com, but people are going to want to say SHOP, but they need to know you've gone with what I think is the British shoppy, the SHOPPE.
Yeah, thank you. We were harking back to the old days of Tin Pan Alley. That's really where this whole idea sort of came to be. It was like, what if we were creating songs like they used to, and all the golden days of the Gershwins and all that stuff? And so we went with sort of like the ye old shop. But don't worry, if you type in any version of the Broadway Song Shop or Broadway Song Shop on Google, it will all redirect you to our site. We've made sure that it goes to our exact site no matter what you type in.
And you know, you have these Broadway stars, but again, as business is picking up, that you're back on stage. So is there a delay? I mean, it is Christmas, we're around Christmas time, New Year's time, but everybody's got a birthday and an anniversary and other stuff coming up.
Yeah.
What is the turnaround time to get this?
Our average turnaround is about 5 to 6 days. It's actually pretty quick. We encourage everyone, if you're shopping for the holidays and you want a song before Christmas, we're telling people to get their orders in by December 15th at the latest, just so we give our Broadway stars the chance to record and learn the song, and they're busy with their own holiday schedules as well. You know, if you're in a rush, we always say email us and let us know, and we'll try to get it done as quickly as we can.
And, of course, I wouldn't be doing my listeners a service, or wouldn't be doing them service. I didn't say if people hear us here and call in or want the service, any discount for them, any special thing for them?
Well, I am glad you asked. I've created a special discount code just for your listeners, Paul. So if they type at checkout discount code behind the curtain, they can save 10% on their entire purchase.
Oh, well, that's great. Behind the curtain. And we'll put that in the written description, too. Thank you for doing that, because, listen, these are, as you said, these are Broadway actors. These are folks who, while they're coming back to stage, it's been a really rough time for everybody for the last almost 2 years, Nick, right? So I'm sure some of these folks are absolutely thrilled that you've been able to reach out and involve them in this.
Exactly. And that's sort of how the whole thing came about, was trying to find a way to help these people during this pandemic and make some money when there was no industry left. So, you know, and if people are still between jobs or going in and out, it's still such a vital piece of their lives that we're trying to help, you know, help them in any way that we can.
I don't think you said that. I'm sort of curious. How did this occur to you? Was it a cameo thing and you said, hey, I've got a better idea? How did this idea occur to you?
Yeah, you know, I can't take full credit. It was really my co-founder and business partner, Greg Kinney, who I mentioned earlier. It was him who called me and he's like, hey, you know, all of our Broadway friends are out of work. And he's a music director. He's like, I'm out of work. I just want to be creative. He's like, what if I create songs and we have our friends sing them when we sell them to people like Cameo, and we make money, they make money, and people get an experience with a Broadway star that they can't get anywhere else. And I was like, Greg, that is a genius idea. Let me help you in any way I can. So I kind of came on as the tech support, and I'm good with building websites and all that stuff. And he was the creative one who wrote all the songs, and we just sort of joined together and created this thing. And we've been really, really pleased with the results so far.
I know it's relatively new, but I'm sort of curious because you're one of them. So do you get people who request you because they are fans of yours from Book of Mormon or Hello Dolly? Or is it not so much that? Is it just sort of, you know, hey, I need something for my kid, whatever, and here's the song I need, and, you know, we don't really mind who it is? Or is it really about a fan base reaching out to the Broadway star that records for them?
I really do think it is a fan base. You know, I see every order that comes through, and so I can speak for mine as well as everyone else's orders. You know, it's people who are like, oh my gosh, I saw Jackie Burns in Wicked 5 years ago, and me and my partner got engaged that night, and I would love to have a song to celebrate our five-year anniversary because she made that night so special for us, right? It's moments like that. And so, you know, they not only have a connection to the artist, but then the artist singing about their lives through this song, it just is such a special, special moment, which is why I think we're getting such a positive reaction from our customers. You know, people crying happy tears getting these songs, and we get these lovely, lovely emails back about them, and it just makes it all worth it.
And I guess I just want to ask one other thing, because the song you did for me, which is so wonderful, very upbeat, whatever, makes a lot of sense. But of course, we're about to lose, you know, the holidays will be behind us. For people who say, hey, I just want to let somebody know I love them. I'm thinking of proposing to somebody. I'm just, you know, I have just thought about that as I said it. You know, is this thing, are there some numbers which are, they're slower, they're more romantic, and maybe the proposal can come from you? Hey, Bob wants to ask you to marry him.
Exactly. That's why we have four different templates that I mentioned earlier. So the one that I just sang for you that your audience just heard is our celebration template. So definitely more upbeat. We also have a romance template that we kind of say is perfect for weddings and anniversaries. We have a more sentimental one that we've used a lot for Mother's Days before. And then we have what we call our Disney template as well, for the kind of like, you know, it's very sparkly and Disney-esque for the Disney fan in your life. So they can go on our website, and there's a title at the top called Song Styles, and they can listen to samples of each of our templates that we have and choose the one that they think is best for the celebration that they are celebrating.
And that's what's so great about it, because I've been on the website, I've looked at it, pretty much while I'm asking you these questions, the good news is they all really get answered by visiting the website. You get to see all, you know, the singers, you do little samples for everybody. We hear the song. So the truth is it's you're not, you know, walking blindly through all of this. It's pretty simple. Nick, you're incredibly talented. I can't wait till you come back in Chicago for the next starring role that brings you here, which I hope is very soon.
Me too. From your mouth to God's ears, Paul. I would love to come back to Chicago, one of my favorite places in the entire world. And
as well it should be. I'll take you for pizza. The website, again, is thebroadwaysongshop.com. If you want to please Nick, spell shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. But I didn't know you could misspell it, S-H-O-P, and it'll take you to the same place, thebroadwaysongshop.com. What a great gift, the holidays, birthday, anniversary, or you know what? Or just because, right? Just because.
Exactly.
Remember the code beyond behind the curtain. That's your code. That'll save you 10% for who knows what period of time, but do it now and you won't have to worry about how long that goes on. So we'll do it. I'm going to ask our engineer Bob to play the song you did for me again on the way out, because why not? I love it. I want to hear it again. And I wish you great holidays, Nick Rulo, you and your family over there, especially your dog. And then I encourage everybody to go to thebroadwaysongshop.com. Thank you, Nick. I love you. You're wonderful.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Well, today's a day to celebrate, because I'm on Behind the Curtain. Hosted by my friend, Mr. Paul Lisnak. We'll have fun, yes, that's for certain. We'll probably chat about his dogs and maybe Cheetah Rivera. And he'll sing some If I Were a Rich Man, because you know he'd make a great Teddy. Three cheers for Mr. Lisnak. Let's celebrate him today. I can't wait to talk about theater with Chicago's Queen of Broadway. So grab a seat and hunker down. The interview's about to begin. So welcome one and all to the podcast Behind the Curtain.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnak. That's P-A-U-L-L-I-S-N-E-K. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnak.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes. And tune in each week to hear more Insider Scoop coming to you from Behind the Curtain.